Now, this is Val. Good morning, Val.
Morning.
You're not 100 miles away from where Adrian was. You're in South Shields, right?
That's right.
Now, build up to what? Tell us about your animal first. What animal is it?
It wasn't my animal.
All right.
It was a friend of mine.
Okay, just describe the beast, because we're going to come round. We've got to build up to what this animal eats, because I think people are going to run screaming to the hills.
It's a dog.
Okay, and what kind of dog was it?
A dirty dog.
Yeah, I think that goes without saying, because, ladies and gentlemen, when Val, what did this dog used to eat?
Toenails.
Clippings
when you've got your toenails.
Which are always, you know, too far to walk to the bin. So you think, what are you going to do with these? What are you going to do? Only we all had a trained dog. And how did this come about?
I don't know how it happened, but people used to actually, in the family, used to save them for them, for the dog. That's important,
oh,
isn't it?
Oh, no, come on.
Yeah.
I had no idea the North-South divide had gone as far as this.
No.
They saved the toenails for...
Give them to the dog.
Unpainted, I hope.
Yes, they won't be like some sharp and chunky... So, this was a friend's dog, definitely. I mean,
this was years ago when I was a bairn and it always stuck.
Are you sure it's true?
It's definitely true.
They would have a the dog would come and say, oh, look what I got for you. It's one of Granny's cheese.
Oh,
the most revolting thing, I think, yeah. Especially, it's the most revolting thing I've ever heard. Now, so when this morning I said things pets will eat, I mean, look, the phone lines have gone slack for a minute, because I can't compete with that. People are ringing in with, like, I don't know where we're going to go from there, Val. Val, did this dog live to be a ripe old age?
I can't remember, but I can just remember it. I remember feeling sick watching it as a bairn.
Would it chew before it... Oh.
Well, some of them,
we all know, some of you has to, but nevertheless.
Would it eat anything, though, or was it just eating toenails?
Could you
throw anything at it and it would eat it?
It would eat anything if it ate toenails, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I suppose so.
Mind you, I understand Marks and Spencer now do pre-washed toenails. You have to wash them, already done. Already done.
I had to take it to the vet if I got one of them stuck in its throat. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Oh, yeah. It's the whole David Miller thing going on. We don't even want to shed light upon that. The dog is dead now, is it?
Probably.
What would have been a good trick is if you could have actually got the dog to clip the toenails while they were still attached to your toe.
Well, exactly. And make it... You know they fly off. I would like to see, you know, instead of throwing a stick, you just say, hang on.
I bet the dog would find them.
I bet it would, and nosed them out. It was the truffle hound of the dog world, except with toenails. I don't know how that works. Val, thank you very much indeed.